Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Come down to your weeping people and be their guiding light. Sing, Deep River. Don't you want to cross over today? Sing, Deep River. Don't you want to walk on freedom's way? I stole down in the nighttime. I come back in the day. I stole back to Maryland to guide the slaves away. You better run, brave Harriet. There's ransom on your head. You better run, Miss Harriet. They want you live or dead. I've been down in the valleys yonder and searching round the stills. They got a posse after you, a riding through the hills. They got bloodhounds smelling. They got their guns cocked too. You better run, bold Harriet. The white man's after you. They got $10,000 put on your cold black head. They'll give $10,000. They mad because you fled. I'm Harriet Tubman, people. I'm Harriet the slave. I'm Harriet, free woman, and I'm free beyond my grave.
I come from a slave father, not grandfather, a slave father, born in eastern North Carolina in 1843, escaped from slavery in 1858, a contemporary co-fighter with Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, John Brown, Sojourner Truth, and William Lloyd Garrison for the freedom not only of the Negro people, but of millions of white workers caught in the same serfdom as their black brothers and sisters. So our brothers and sisters from Mexico, the Philippines, from the lands of Asia, from the West Indies, from Latin America, have come to these shores to share the same fate. All through our history, the working masses, colored and white, speaking many languages, representatives of the finest of the old and new world cultures, have had to fight every step of the way for a decent wage, for decent homes, for decent education for their children, for human dignity itself.
Could be my mother, my sister, my daughter. Describe what they had done to her in Mississippi. I asked myself, how in the world can we ever expect to be respected when we know that we will allow something like that to be done and we do nothing about it?
Oh, tell it on the mountain to let my people go.
Mr. Bush came to New Orleans determined to avoid the growing debate over how to rebuild this storm-ravaged city. During a meeting with the mayor and small business leaders, the president was upbeat, insisting New Orleans has made dramatic progress.
It may be hard for you to see, but from when I first came here to today, New Orleans is reminding me of the city I used to come to visit.
But the president's tour of the city today was limited, motorcade passing through areas largely spared by Katrina. And Mr. Bush's peppy invitation to tourists
It's a heck of a place to bring your family. It's a great place to find some of the greatest food in the world.
Reaction is still raw to yesterday's proposal that could limit how much of the city would be rebuilt.
That's not happening.
Areas shaded in yellow on this map are the hardest hit by Katrina, now subject to a building moratorium. Neighborhoods in green could become parks or other open space. Many have begun to wonder whether the costly reality of recovery will match the president's lofty promises 4 months ago.
There is no way to imagine America without New Orleans.
I want to tell you about the real axis of evil. I'm going to name them right now. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Ashcroft, Condoleezza, Powell. They are the axis of evil!
This great city will rise again.
Touring coastal Mississippi later in the day, Mr. Bush highlighted the federal government's commitment to the region, $85 billion in aid. The president urged those in areas flattened by the storm to persevere.
There's going to be a building boom down here. There just is. It's going to be an exciting time for people.
But throughout the storm zone, the big question is, will residents return home? Here in hard-hit Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, whole neighborhoods are still littered with debris. And 30% of the people in this small town of 8,200 are still gone. 4 months after Katrina, with recovery still a long way off.
This is the most undemocratic, anti-worker, anti-poor, racist, pro-business,
many of the people trying to rebuild their homes and their lives in the city of New Orleans, the view is just not as upbeat as the president's was today. NBC's Martin Savage joins us from our New Orleans bureau tonight with more. Martin, good evening.
A lot of people in New Orleans didn't even know the president was here. They were too focused on the rebuilding plan, either the city's or their own.
The line for building permits stretched through City Hall today.
48, 49.
Even as New Orleans' proposed recovery plan seeks to temporarily ban rebuilding in heavily flooded areas.
Now we're ready to print your permit.
It's a clear indication most folks don't put much stock in the ban or the plan.
I should have the right to come back in my home, rebuild it, remodel it, or do whatever.
Under the proposal, Margaret Tolliver, whose home flooded to the roof, should wait until her Gentilly neighborhood counts up who's coming back. She's already done that.
And I spoke to the Daniels.
Tolliver thinks the city wants her neighborhood to fail. The light pouring from wealthier communities as she sits in the dark tells her so.
Wouldn't that be an encouragement to give me at least street lights if you wanted me to come back?
Like many of New Orleans' lower-income neighborhoods, she believes the city is simply stalling till it uses its eminent domain powers.
I see it as plainly taking poor people property.
You said we gotta go get Bin Laden. Now you say we gotta go get Hussein. When I was a child, they used to tell kids, watch out for the boogeyman. And what you are doing to America is playing boogeyman with us. Don't worry about prescription drugs, the boogeyman is coming. Don't worry about unemployment, the boogeyman is coming. Don't worry about education, the boogeyman is coming. We are not children, we're grown, and we're not running from no boogeyman.
Roland Adams is just ignoring the plan.
It's no real concrete
ideas.
He's already fixing up his Lakeview home, a neighborhood where the people earn more and the streetlights shine.
We are not children!
The neighborhood's wealth makes him certain it's not wasted work.
People are going to, you know, come in and spend more money than they did before. I think we're going to end up really a more exclusive area than it was prior to the storm.
We come from different races. We come from different religions. We come from different parts of the country. But we are the real America. We are the patriots that believe that America should heal the world and not bring the world to nuclear war over the interests of those business tycoons who put you in the White House.
One plan, two neighborhoods. Roland Adams is already reclaiming his part of the American dream. Margaret Tolliver fears she's going to lose hers.
I've did everything America has asked me to do. I've raised three children independently. Without federal assistance, I paid for a home.
In front of her home, Tolliver's placed a guardian angel and thinks she's going to need it.
Bush came to New Orleans determined to avoid the growing debate over how to rebuild this storm-ravaged city. During a meeting with the mayor and small business leaders, the president was upbeat, insisting New Orleans has made dramatic progress.
It may be hard for you to see, but from when I first came here to today, New Orleans is reminding me of the city I used to come to visit.
A lot of people in New Orleans didn't even know the president was here. They were too focused on the rebuilding plan, either the city's or their own.
Wouldn't that be an encouragement to give me at least streetlights? If you wanted me to come back?
Like many in New Orleans' lower-income neighborhoods, she believes the city is simply stalling till it uses its eminent domain powers.
I see it as plainly taking poor people property.
And you know, maybe it's not a bad thing that we plant the idea in his mind that if he tries to occupy Iraq or any other country, you know, we can occupy Washington.
I've did everything America has asked me to do. I've raised three children independently. Without federal assistance, I paid for home.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a George W. Bush Iraqi update. George?
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse. They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave.
All right, this is the corner where little shit like Sir Rock says. And according to our first sergeant, we are not authorized to engage these little bastards. So, I'm not going to even have my weapon out the window, and we're just going to videotape these little shits, basically just throwing our vehicles.
Motherfuckers are closed, shut up!
And I think the world would be better off.
We'll see what the gun trucks do. Yeah, that's all wrong. That's our defense.
That's the United States military right there.
Fuck you!
You
little
shit!
And I think the world would be better off if we did leave.
You know, if the president did break the law or circumvent the law, what's the remedy?
Impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you can have a criminal prosecution.
Well, if you don't do it wrong, I give you a few.
Fuck off. impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you can have a criminal prosecution.
Good! That's what you get, you
headband. Then I'll throw a little man. 1 minute. 1 minute.
God damn!
Yeah, congratulations. 2-0 has now fought 20 ships. Thank you for going off the right time.
Impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you can have a criminal prosecution. After impeachment, you can have a criminal prosecution. Impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you can have a criminal prosecution.
I did everything a man asked me to do. I raised three children in the military without federal assistance. I paid for home.
Wouldn't that be an encouragement to give me at least street lights if you wanted me to come back? I see it as plainly taking poor people property. I see it as plainly taking poor people property.
Problem. We are closely watching damaging people on a regular basis.
Well, beneath contempt.
Yeah. And then choke. Yeah. Choke. Cough. Message. Nothing.
Keep me off.
With all due respect. I mean, it's true. With all due respect. I mean, it's true.
No, if Nazis. As.
Okay, want to hurt you?
Throw food.
All right, frightening, well, I don't know.
It's all kind of a mix. Keep Ann Coulter off all stages.
All right. Bad people.
Thank you.
Bad people.
Thank you.
Bad human beings.
Bad news.
It was exposed. It's got to be planted or bought. Seducing. They ought to do it. Blow up, thou shalt make war, for heaven's sakes. I mean, deception, misinformation, disinformation, deceit, propaganda.
We're propagandizing ourselves, aren't we?
It was exposed. We're hated by a couple of Baghdad journalists.
If there's so much good news coming out of Iraq, why do we have to pay Iraqi journalists to report it?
For heaven's sakes, maybe we shouldn't have gone to war, and that includes propaganda.
But you don't...
Illegitimate.
You mind being deceived?
No.
What do you know about Baghdad journalists?
Well,
you just said these people were risking their lives.
The guy will buy a story for $200, give it to him, for heaven's sakes.
But when you come right down to it, and I mean, I always have to... to tell you where I'm coming from. I mean, they deliberately misled people. The reason they gave for going in proved. To be wrong.
What do you think of that?
Impact the church's life. Free speech is right. Bigot.
Barry is burning down.
Fanatic.
Made them uncomfortable. And I, look. I've always said, right-wing evangelicals. This makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, I just think it's really, if you call Bubba, you're not gonna get even up. You're not gonna, no way.
As your leader, I encourage you from time to time,
always in a respectful manner,
to question my logic. If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion. The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative, I collect your fucking head. Just like now, if any of you sons got anything else to say, now the fucking time!
I deliberately misled the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible. I deliberately misled the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible. I deliberately misled the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible. I deliberately misled the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible. I deliberately misled. the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible.
That's irresponsible.
I deliberately misled the Congress and the people. That's irresponsible.
That's irresponsible.
I deliberately misled the Congress and the people.
And the people.
That's irresponsible.
That's irresponsible. That's irresponsible.
What sphinx of cement and aluminum bashed open their skulls and ate up their brains and imagination? Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness, ash cans and unobtainable dollars, children screaming under stairways, boys sobbing in armies, old men weeping in the parks. Moloch, Moloch, nightmare of Moloch, Moloch the loveless, mental Moloch, Moloch the heavy judger of men, Moloch the incomprehensible prison, Moloch the crossbones soulless jailhouse and Congress of sorrows, Moloch whose buildings are judgment, Moloch the vast stone of war, Moloch the stunned government, Moloch whose mind is pure machinery, Moloch whose blood is running money, Moloch whose fingers are 10 armies, Moloch whose breast is a cannibal dynamo, Moloch whose ear is a smoking tomb, Moloch whose eyes are 1,000 blind windows, Moloch whose skyscrapers stand in the long streets like endless Jehovah's, Moloch whose factories dream and croak in the fog, Moloch whose smokestacks and antennae crown the cities, Moloch whose love is endless oil and stone, Moloch whose soul is electricity and banks, Moloch whose poverty is the specter of genius, Moloch whose fate is a cloud of sexless hydrogen, Moloch whose name is the mind, Moloch in whom I sit lonely, Moloch in whom I dream angels, crazy in Moloch, cocksucker in Moloch, black love and manless in Moloch, Moloch who entered my soul early, Moloch in whom I am a consciousness without a body, Moloch who frightens me out of my natural ecstasy, Moloch whom I abandon, wake up in Moloch, light streams out of the sky, Moloch, Moloch, robot apartments, invisible suburbs, skeleton treasuries, blind capitals, demonic industries, spectral nations, invincible madhouse, granite cocks, monstrous bombs. They broke their backs lifting Moloch to heaven. Pavements, trees, radios, tons, lifting the city to heaven which exists and is everywhere about us. Visions, omens, hallucinations, miracles, ecstasies, gone down the American River. Dreams, adorations, religions, the whole boatload of sensitive bullshit. Breakthroughs over the river, flips and crucifixions gone down the flood. Highs, epiphanies, despairs, 10 years, animal screams and suicides, minds, new loves, mad generations, down on the rocks of time. Real holy laughter in the river. They saw it all, the wild eyes, the holy yells. They bade farewell, they jumped off the roof to solitude, waving, carrying flowers, down to the river, into the street.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.